Philip Semper PX, these are executed as date is 01/16/2022, dictation is 4. Heather Finch. Finch spells F-I-N-C-H. Heather spells H-E-A-T-H-E-R. Date of birth is 06/30/1975. This is a 47-year-old female here with pain to her right hand. Period. Patient said this occurred approximately 2 or 3 hours ago. She said her dog was fighting with another dog and she attempted to separate him and was accidentally bitten. She said the dog that bit her was hers and the dog's vaccination, namely rabies, is up to date. Patient indicated that she also has had a tetanus shot approximately 1 week or so ago after she suffered another laceration period. She described pain as dull, rated pain approximately 5/10, increased with touch or motion. Said pain is non-radiating, is confined to her right thumb, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Progression of past medical history. Anxiety. Asthma. Hypothyroidism, obesity. Next paragraph, medication. Citalopram, albuterol, amethyroid. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Is none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, surgeries, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, patient noted that her vaccination, namely tetanus, is up to date, and also indicated the dog's vaccination, namely rabies, is up to date, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure 110 over 73, pulse 91, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph, left, correction, right thumb. A superficial 1.7 centimeter laceration on the dorsal surface of the thumb. And on the medial surface, there is a 0.9 centimeter superficial laceration. Next line, thumb has full range of motion of the DIPJ and PIPJ. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph, respiratory, no respiratory distress. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin. No macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neural, she alert-oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dog bite. Assessment number 2, laceration. Right thumb. Assessment number 4, number 3 is hand/thumb pain. Next paragraph, patient was educated on my plan for sutures and wound care. She said she understand and give verbal consent. Next line, wound care / sutures. Hand was soaked in betadine and water for approximately 5 to 10 minutes. Patient hand was removed from betadine water, pat dry with a sterile gauze. Next line, site was irrigated with normal saline, approximately 100 mils. Next line, site was pad dry. Next line, Steri-Strip was used for closure. Next line, tincture of benzoin was applied first, allowed to dry, then Steri-Strip was applied to suture. Suture approximated well. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, patient's thumb was placed in the splints to facilitate healing because the site where the laceration is just above the PIPJ, and movement may facilitate poor healing. The thumb is, splint was secured with Coband. Patient was discharged with the following medication: Augmentin 875/125 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Mobic 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days, number 14. She was given an opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. Patient was advised on how to take care of her wound at home. Strongly advised to come back to the clinic if she's worse, especially if she has redness and swelling at site and decreased motion. And she expressed understanding and said she will comply. End of dictation.